Thus came his soul's release from ignorance, his mind and body's first spiritual change. A wide God knowledge poured down from above, a new world knowledge broadened from within. His daily thoughts looked up to the true and one. His commonest doings welled from an inner light. Awakened to the lines that nature hides, attuned to her movements that exceed our ken, he grew one with a covert universe. His grasp surprised her mightiest energy springs. He spoke with the unknown guardians of the worlds, forms he descried out our mortal eyes see not. His wide eyes bodied viewless entities. He saw the cosmic forces at their work and felt the occult impulse behind man's will. Time's secrets were to him an oft-read book. The records of the future and the past outlined their excerpts on the etheric page. One and harmonious by the Maker's skill, the human in him paced with the divine. His acts betrayed not the interior flame. This forged the greatness of his front to earth. A genius heightened in his body's cells that knew the meaning of his fate-edged works, akin to the march of unaccomplished powers, beyond life's arc and spirit's immensities. A part he lived in his mind's solitude, a demigod shaping the lives of men. One soul's ambition lifted up the race. A power worked, but none knew whence it came. The universal strengths were linked with his, filling Earth's smallness with their boundless breadths. He drew the energies that transmute an age. Immeasurable by the common look, he made great dreams a mold for coming things, and cast his deeds like bronze to front the years. His walk through time outstripped the human stride. Lonely his days, and splendid like the sun.